exciting times today for our family. There's something happening this winter that's been going on every week. And Rogers, which is a cellular provider across the country, has been doing something called hometown hockey. And every week for about 3 months, or they're in the boats, they've been going to another hockey hotbed across this country and broadcasting from there. So there's a professional hockey game going on. For example, tonight there was Ottawa versus Chicago, and they were broadcasting from Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay, for its relatively small size, has a lot of professional hockey players. In fact, they were saying so far they've had over 150 professional hockey players playing from in the league from Thunder Bay. That's really exciting. So the hockey culture is really alive and well in this city of ours. Now, here's why it was a big deal for us. My sister's ex-husband's father played in the NHL, and my sister's kids have always played hockey, and Danielle has done exceptionally well with her hockey, and she has just gotten herself a scholarship, a partial scholarship to Sudbury, I think it's Laurentian, to play on their team next year. So she's not even 18 yet. And so she was asked to go on national TV because this hometown hockey is in Thunder Bay this weekend. Huge festivities there. They had hockey rink done by the city. And I think they said there was something like 5 or 6 trailers of camera equipment and gear and stages and everything that were brought here. They had music playing, events for the kids happening for most of the weekend. And Danielle was asked to go on national TV along with another boy who's doing quite well in hockey and give the 3-star selection at the end of the game. So at 10 o'clock tonight, we all watched very excitedly around the TV, and we're Snapchatting it and recording it for them as she got to chat with a very famous host, Paul McLean, and the girl who is not so famous, but she did play hockey for the women's team. And they asked her some questions about what's going on next year, and she did very well. She announced the 3 stars, and it was very exciting times for us. That's what we did today. That's what we've been looking forward to so much in the last couple of weeks since we found out. Hey, not bad. You get some national exposure. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. This is the second installment of the 30-day challenge, which I think they are calling Audio Joe. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Audio Joe. I had a challenge I was going to call in January about boxing. It was an everyday podcast called Audio Co. That's K-O. It means knockout.